Hey, Story Pirates Podcast listeners, Lee here. Today we have a very special bonus episode for you, another slammin' mixtape from our pal DJ Squirmalot. I know what you're thinking though. Isn't DJ Squirmalot too busy these days to be appearing as a guest on the Story Pirates Podcast? And I think I know exactly what you mean. But I have a plan for how I can convince him, and I'm pretty sure it's going to work. Coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
What up, squirmy wormies? It's your worm, DJ Squirmalot, here to wish you a happy spring break. As you probably know, I usually make a pretty sweet mixtape for you to listen to celebrate spring break. But unfortunately this year, I'm just too busy. I have so many commitments. Of course, I'll be laptop DJing all over the world and smashing that space bar. Beow, 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 beow. But there are also other things taking up my time. For instance, I have a new fashion line. Beow, 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 beow. It's called Tubes because, well, it's just a bunch of skinny tubes. Because it's for worms! Skinny tubes are all we wear! But of course, my tubes have all sorts of cool colors and tiny pictures of laptops on them. Oh, and tubes is spelled T-O-O-O-B-S. Because it just looks cooler that way. Anyway, I just have a lot on my plate for tubes at the moment. So, I won't be able to do a spring break mixtape. Sorry, Story Pirates! Oh, that's my phone. Excuse me for a moment. Hello?
Hey, DJ Squirmalot!
Oh, hi, Lee. I was just telling all of your listeners about how I'm too busy to make a spring break mixtape this year.
Yeah, about that.
Lee, don't even start with me on this. You know about...
Tubes.
Exactly! I'm too busy!
What exactly do you have to do for tubes?
I have to model the tubes, Lee!
For what?
Print ads! Television! Billboards! Product placement!
Okay, I get it.
Anything else you need, Lee?
Well, the thing is, I have been authorized to make you an offer from Story Pirates. If you reconsider your decision and make us a Spring Break mixtape.
I'm listening.
Okay, I'm going to write a number on this piece of paper. You take a look and let me know what you think.
Lee, we're on the phone right now. I can't see the paper.
Oh, right. I'll just come in there.
I was in the next room.
Weird. Do we, have to keep talking on the phone?
Oh, I guess not. But it's kind of fun.
Lee, hang up the phone.
Okay. Here's the piece of paper.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
You know this isn't a number, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. It just sounded cooler to say it that way.
You sure you have authorization for this?
Yep.
From the top?
The very top.
Lee, my answer is yes!
Woohoo! Okay, cool. Well, why don't you start the mixtape and I'll get started fulfilling what I wrote on that piece of paper.
You do that, Lee. Listeners, here's our first track, and guess what? It's the latest single from the Story Pirates. Available wherever you stream music. From 8-year-old Max in New Jersey, here's The Music Trials.
Mom, Daddy, ready? We gotta leave in 10.
Be down in a minute, Jack.
Okay, well, hurry up. Let's go. I slept a full 8 hours, a perfect night of sleep. I'm rested and I'm ready. There's no more time for counting sheep. And guess what? It's my birthday. No ordinary year. I'm 13 and I'm old enough. And I know tonight the crown will cheer for me. They'll finally see that I've mastered all the instruments. Yeah, the judges will agree. I'm gonna pass the music trials. I'm gonna show them how I play. Gotta be the best, pass every test. The title will be mine today. To be a music master, there ain't no other way. Just play the notes, Jack, focus, breathe, and smile. And you pass the music trials.
Welcome to the music trials, sponsored by Shrimp. Each contestant will play 4 different instruments. First up is Julietta.
Wow, look at Julietta. She's doing really well. Her tuba playing's brilliant. And listen to that cello swell. And uh-oh, here comes Ryan on the oboe and the gong. He's a trumpet virtuoso. And come on, an original song? I'm scared, but I know I'm prepared. And I'm next, it's my time, here we go, time to shine. It's my shot to declare. I'm gonna pass the music trials. I'm gonna show them how I play. Gotta be the best, pass every test. The title will be mine today. To be a music master, there ain't no other way. Just play the notes, Jack, focus, breathe, and smile. And you'll pass the music trials. To be a music master, there's no other way. Just play the notes, Jack. Focus, breathe, and smile.
Very impressive work, Julietta and Ryan. Next up, please welcome our final contestant, Jack. Congratulations to our new music masters, Julietta, Ryan, and Jack!
Amazing! We passed the music trials, we showed them how we play, and we're all the best, pass every day.
test. The title shared by us today. Now we're music masters. They can't take that away. We play the notes, we focus, now we smile, 'cause we passed the music trials.
You all won a scholarship to music college.
Pass the music trials.
You also won demands of free shrimp.
Pass the music trials.
Julieta, Brian, do you guys want to come over next week and maybe play some music together?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome, music masters.
We passed the music trials.
The Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot, a squirm squirmin'. And that was the music trials. Now, before we get to the next song, Lee, are you ready?
I'm not sure this fits me.
Don't worry, it's supposed to be tight.
Is it supposed to be this tight?
It's a tube, Lee!
Okay, fine, I'm coming out.
Here I am. Are you happy?
Lee, you look incredible!
Yeah, sure, but the tube is kind of, well, it traps my arms to my sides.
That's how it's designed.
And I have to hop to move because the tube is holding my legs together.
Again, that's the design.
I don't think this really works for humans.
Are you kidding me, Lee? This is the fashion crossover event of the century. Just think, now humans can be more like worms.
Do we really want to be like worms?
Everybody wants to be like worms, Lee!
Anyway, now that I've fulfilled my end of the bargain, can you just get on with the mixtape?
I think there's one thing you're forgetting, Lee.
All right, okay. Ahem. Tubes. From DJ Squirmalot, the official tube-shaped fashion sponsor of the Story Pirates podcast. There. Happy?
You forgot to say the tube's tagline.
Do I have to?
Yes, Lee!
Fine. Tubes. It's spelled with three O's.
Very good! You can change out of your tube now.
Thank you. I'll just hop back into the dressing room.
Okay, squirmy wormies, this next track is a recent favorite of mine. By 5-year-old Jonas in California, here's Key Change World.
Now, honey, I know you're not too interested in music, but band class starts tomorrow and you should really try it.
Okay, Mom.
You can use my old trumpet if you want. It's here in the attic somewhere. Ooh, my quiches are done. Let me grab those and you just keep searching up here.
Okay, Mom.
It may be niche, but I love me some quiche.
Okay, trumpet. I don't know if I want to do this. What's so cool about music? Ow. Hey, what's this velvety rectangular box ornamented with various jewels and precious stones? Let me just unzip it here and... Whoa! Oh, it's the trumpet.
Where anything can happen.
Who said that?
A place where impossible's the norm.
Oh, it's coming from the trumpet.
A place of musical discovery. And all you have to do is jump into this horn.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Modulation Station. The following Coal Train will be arriving in 1 minute, taking you up some giant steps. First stop, Common Tone Street with connection to Chromatic Median Ave.
Well, what is this place?
Welcome to our humble land where music reigns supreme. Where everything that unfolds is from our collective acoustical dream. So step aboard our Coal Train and let's go for a ride. By the way, my name is Tony, get it? And I will be your guide.
Guide through where?
My friend, you're in Key Change World. In Key Change World. Anything can happen, whatever you musically imagine here in Key Change World. In Key Change World. We never say
the thing that unlocks a door?
Only metaphorically. No, a musical key, like the main scale or group of notes in a piece of music.
My first band class is tomorrow. I don't know anything about music.
Oh, no, it's okay, everyone. Don't panic. Not a problem. I'll just explain it to you then. Let's see. You know what? Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. In Western music, and I'm speaking generally, a song sticks to a specific group of pitches that musicians call its key.
La, 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 la.
Sometimes for various reasons, whether emotion or just for a kick, a song will change its key. It's a marvelous musical trick.
Oh, so when the key changes, that's a key change?
Yes, and you're in key change world. In key change world. Say you want to alter an emotion. It's a musical magic potion. Key change world.
Just
in key change world.
There's so
our melodies modulate up.
I get it.
It's fine if you don't get all the technical mumbo jumbo. What matters is that you feel a key change. After all, that's what music is all about. Honestly, in this day and age, a lot of musicians are a little too obsessed with pretentiously over-intellectualizing music, so much so that they've lost that emotional facet that's integral to the art. Connecting on a human level should be the intent of most artistic endeavors, but unfortunately, we're just a little too worried about showing off these days instead
of... Tony! Tony, you're going on your rant again.
Sorry? Where was I? Oh, yes, music should be fun, and we have fun here. Let me show you around. There's our presidential palace with its famous chromatic steps. Each step is half the size of a normal step, 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 step. And there's our giant Ferris wheel, a structure worthy of the myths.
Why are there letters on each of the cars?
My friend, the ride's called the Circle of Fifths.
I don't get it.
Don't worry, just know you're in key change world. In key change world. It can shift the musical feeling. That's why it's so appealing. Ooh, we're about to pass through the parallel minds. Spooky key change world.
Key change world.
It's key change world. Out, just hold on, here we go. It's key change world.
Okay, well, this is very exciting, but it all feels really inside baseball to me.
Oh, speaking of baseball, we do have a league here, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called the Majors. Guess what position I play?
Oh, I don't know what.
I play third.
Ah, okay.
I know we're in the weeds with this song, but we could chat music theory all day long. Though if you find you're curious, even just a little bit, then ask your music teacher, they just want to geek out all about it. Key change world.
Sequential magic.
Key change. So sing wherever you think is nice.
In key change world.
There you go.
In key change world. We never stay in one place for too long. In key change, key change, key change, key change world.
Back in the attic.
Someone put me on a leash. I can't stop eating quiche. Oh! You found my trumpet! Oh, before I forget, it does act as a dimensional portal to a world called
Key Change world.
World.
Yeah, I know, Mom.
Okay. Good, honey. Quiche?
Hello there. My name is Lila, and as you can probably tell from my unique vocal cadence, I'm a magical unicorn. And oh boy, do I have a story for you. Once upon a time there were two sisters, they didn't get along. They had a musical difference, could never agree on a song. Cece was a ballerina, she liked to keep her cool.
I like my songs to sound like a bright and shiny jewel.
Judy was a pop star, she liked to sing it loud.
I think that music is better when it's belting in front of a crowd.
One day I came across them arguing. I stopped to listen and I heard them sing.
My music's better for singing loudly, so I sing.
When I heard them fighting, I said, oh, this will never do. They should keep the drama just between them two. So I took action, started to cast a spell. I'm kinda new to magic, so it didn't turn out so well. My powers took control and threw the sisters into the sky, where they transformed into a moon and star. They were so far up there that I could barely see, but I could hear their voices arguing celestially.
My music's better for singing loudly, so I sing.
Notice we'd been transformed into a star and the moon. Who did this to us?
Oh, I did. It's me, Lila the Unicorn. I am so sorry. Do you want me to try to reverse the spell or?
Yes, please, Lila, reverse the spell.
Okay, yeesh. No guarantees though. Here goes nothing.
Two sisters trapped in the sky, trying to fly back down. Five full moons will come and go before you can reach the ground, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade, and the spell will fade.
You know, Judy, I've been thinking, and I wanted to tell you that you're right.
Your music's better for singing loudly, so I'll sing na 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 whoa.
Cece, you're right too.
Your music's better for dancing gracefully, so I'll sing la 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 whoa.
Finally, the fifth full moon arrived. My spell worked, and the sisters began to descend back down to the earth.
All the stars in the sky, we won't forget you. You had a singing, whoa. All the stars in the sky, we won't forget you. You had a singing, whoa.
Some music's better for singing loudly, so we sing na 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 na, whoa. Some music's better for dancing gracefully, so we sing na 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 na.
What up, squirmy wormies? It's the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. That was Stars and Moonlight by Jonathan, age 10, in Connecticut. And guess what, listeners? I have some incredible news. In fact, Lee is gonna wanna hear this one. Lee?
Hey, what's up?
You are never going to believe this.
What?
Ever since Story Pirates endorsed Tubes, our sales are through the roof!
No way, really?
Yes! Everybody loves Tubes! People all over the world can't get enough of Tubes!
Wow! This is so flattering! All those people want to get their hands on Tubes just because I said so?
Yes! In fact, I've been discussing with my partners on this project, and we want to do even more promotion with the Story Pirates. This time, bigger and better! television, billboards, those weird dancing flash mobs.
Well, if you insist, I'd be proud to endorse tubes again.
Oh, sorry, not you.
Not me?
Nope. Like I said, we wanted to go bigger and better. So, Peter, you can come out now.
Oh, hi. Okay, I think I got it on, but it's a little bit tight.
Whoops.
I'm not the best at hopping, I guess. Let's see if I can get back up. Okay. Here I go. Whoops. You know what? Maybe I'll just do it from down here.
Bigger and better, huh?
Yes, Lee. This is comic gold.
Hey, look! I can roll! Whee! Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
All right, listeners, while we watch Peter roll around, why don't you check out a song by an 11-year-old in Belgium named Noel? Here's The Quest for the Golden Bananas.
Gather round, fellow fruits and vegetables. It's time to tell the story of our greatest hero. You know him. You love him. Say it with me. Everett and Pickle. Listen closely now to a tale that you should know of a hero that has traveled all the archipelago. See, Everett was unique. Of that there's no dispute. Even though Everett lived on a tropical island, he wasn't a tropical fruit.
Hey, kiwi. Hey, pineapple. Wanna hang?
Sorry, Everett. We don't hang out with plain old garden vegetables. Get thee to a greenhouse.
Yeah, come back when you have seeds.
But I'm a cucumber. I do have seeds, which means I'm technically a fruit.
Oh, well.
Well, Everett had a wish. And maybe you've wished it too. He wanted to be famous, don't we all?
Yes, we do!
Then suddenly out on the beach, he spied a washed-up chest. He opened it up and the things he found inside, you never would have guessed.
A compass, an old doubloon, and a map that leads to something called the Golden Bananas. I will find these golden bananas, and then I will be famous!
Not so fast, cucumber. That treasure's not for you.
Yeah, you're not a fruit. You're a,
I told you, I have seeds. Anyway, maybe you didn't read what it says on the chest. Go ahead, read it aloud.
To the one true cucumber of tropical trunkadoodles.
He's right, everyone. We better get this long green tube ready for his trip.
Yeah! And with three items to guide him to glory,
Everett hauled the chest aboard the ship.
More than a compass, a map, and a coin on this trip.
You're gonna need water.
And dirt beds and sun lamps for nighttime and storms.
And a flying melon / pelican named...
George Strapafruits
III. He's hideous. Which means he's my perfect first mate.
So Everett set the sail, and the ship was off with a start. And captain and first mate felt a hope inside their hearts. If the others felt that Everett wasn't worthy of their love, well, Everett was about to show them all what he was capable of.
Watch out for those strawberry sharks, George! Milkweed sea cows!
They were cute, weren't they? That someone used to stuff up a toilet. That can only mean one thing. A durian dragon!
Ah! I'm an evil durian dragon, and this treasure belongs to me.
If you want what's in your sight, you're gonna have to fight. Otherwise, go back to the sea!
George Flapperfruits III, this will be our greatest challenge yet. Are you ready for the fight?
I'm ready. And whatever the outcome, it has been an honor to serve you, Everett and Pickle.
George, I didn't know you could talk.
Enough! You want the treasure that bad? Come and get it, vegetable!
I have seeds! Attack!
Take that!
You missed me!
Nice one, George!
Tail swipe!
Almost got us. George, take over!
Taste my durian stink breath! I'm an acquired taste.
Okay, George, I'm ready. Tag me in. Tag me back in.
I'm with three items to guide into glory.
Everett knew the dragon could be tamed.
With three items to guide into glory.
Everett saw an opening that he claimed.
You're in a pickle now, cucumber.
How about that? Gotcha.
You defeated me. The treasure is yours.
Hooray! Come, George. Let us return this treasure to its rightful home. Our island of tropical Trunkadoodles.
And when the pair returned to tropical Trunkadoodles, Everett was treated like a king.
Hey, hey, hey.
He was lifted up in the air. Whoa. And the treasure was put in the town hall.
And today they found the golden bananas. It came a holiday.
Hey. And everyone lived happily ever after.
Yep, he's still rolling. Okay, my squirmy wormies, we'll be right back after these quick words for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Welcome back, Squirmy Wormies. Let's keep the party going with another of our brand new singles. From 8-year-old Lily in Illinois, here's Zombie Pups.
It was a normal night. I was in my room getting ready to go to sleep. Looked over at my dog's bed. Good night, Cosmo, I said. But Cosmo's bed, it was empty. That's when I heard a bit of scratching at my door. And then burst in some creatures that I'd never seen before. What they were, unless you remember the title of the story. That's right, zombie puppies were inside my room with patchy fur and eyes that were yellow as the moon. Zombie puppies, still kinda cute, you know. I was stunned, but I had to run, so I jumped out my window. Drooling grins and their glue.
the zombie pucks. What happened to my boy, my pride and joy? He was a master, made he mutt. Cosmo, my doggy, wouldn't say roll over or sit. His favorite ball was in my pocket, so I threw it like a rocket, and the pucks went after it. We went to Emily's to figure out to regular puppies. All the puppies were zombie puppies no more. Their fur filled out from tail to snout, each a canine to a door. And Cosmo, my doggy, returned to be my best friend. And we laughed and played, and from that day we were safe and happy again.
That's right. No, they were fine.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Spring Break Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Here's our next tune from Harper, a 9-year-old in Washington. It's The Ant Who Saved Her Colony.
Once was an ant named Liza who saved her colony. Liza was the best ant speller at Ant Academy.
There once was an ant named Liza and she saved her colony. Pay attention to her story of spelling bravery.
I'll save the colony. I'm an ant and my name is Liza. I live in a star-shaped hole in the wall of a human's house.
She's an ant. Her name is Liza. She lives in a star-shaped hole in the wall of a human's house.
One day the humans put a square box on the counter
where they eat.
It smelled so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
Any ant who saw the box would think it was a treat. So I checked it out. It looked so neat.
She walked across the letters on the box with her feet, sounding them out. She's not a bee, and what letters did she see?
T-R-A-P?
Ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap, ant trap.
Liza the ant ran back to her friends and she told them all. Liza, who saved her colony. Liza was the best ant speller at Ant Academy. There once was an ant named Liza who saved her colony. And this was Liza's story of spelling bravery. There once was an ant named Liza,
Liza
who saved her colony.
She's an ant, everybody.
Liza was the best ant speller
at Ant Academy. There once was an ant named Liza and she saved her colony.
Enjoy
our tale of spelling bravery.
There once was an
once was an ant named Liza, and she saved her colony. We hope that you enjoyed our tale of spelling bravery.
Hi, my name is Bob. Yes, I am a dog. I'm the janitor at Wolfside Elementary School. My master's name is Shay. She goes to class here every day. I go to bed next to her desk, and it's so cool. You're probably wondering by now why your human principal hired me. Gotta tell you how. Oh, no one can resist these puppy eyes you see. At lunch, they're a silly, rowdy bunch. I keep the cafeteria clean and eat the scraps up off the floor. I play with everyone. My life is so much fun. All the students pet my head on their way out the door. I know you might think it's weird that I made a life for myself here, but as soon as I appeared, I won cutest puppy of the year.
Good boy. Good janitor dog.
It's the Story Pirate Spring Break Mixtape. My wormies, that last song was If Dogs Are Janitors by Shay, a 9-year-old in Illinois. Oh, and here's our final mixtape song. Another new single that's a revamp of a very popular tune from Alex in California. The Story Pirates are performing this tune on tour all spring, so, you know, maybe go see them. Here's Cat Sit On You, the tour edition. DJ Squirmalot, out!
Hey, did you hear?
Hear what?
Cat Sit On You!
They sit on who?
They sit on you.
Oh.
And sometimes they take over the school.
Wait, what?
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Wa-da-da!
Okay, Alex, I have so many questions. Where are the cats coming from?
Right, and what do they want with the school? Is this a good thing?
Alex, what exactly are you trying to tell us?
I'm telling you everything you need to know. Just listen close and let me explain that. Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, Alex, I still have so many questions. And you know what? I'm gonna sing it this time. What are they?
Cats, cats.
And who do they sit on?
You, you.
And what do they take over?
The school.
How often do they do it?
Sometimes. Okay, we're getting it. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.